Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtrack.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that.
Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Welcome to another exciting season of the Toy Flavor Radio Soundtrack Show. I'm really happy to be here to bring all the background music to your favorite movies, anime, and TV shows. Also, listen up for details on how to win a collectible pop figure from the toy store. So today, we open the show with the always timeless Schoolhouse Rock. From 1973, you heard Conjunction Junction, written by Bob Dureau and sung by Jack Sheldon, Terry Morrell, and Mary Sue Berry. And now, on a little bit of a sadder note, we just lost Jack this past December 2019. An incredible voice and talent. Next up, leading our very first set of soundtracks today is from a 2004 anime series called Rosen Maiden. This is Jin Generata as the Wii.
together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Stabbing along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Wow, the Partridge Family. Talk about taking you way back. That was Come On, Get Happy, written by Danny Jansen and Wes Farrell, sang by the late David Cassidy. Here's something interesting you might not know. Except for David Cassidy and occasionally Shirley Jones, everyone else in the family lip-synced and played no real instruments. The actual singing voices were performed by the Ron Hicklin singers. It gets even deeper. Tom Baylor, one of the Ron Hicklin singers, went on to compose She's Out of My Life, which was later sang by Michael Jackson. And another interesting thing to add to that, She's Out of My Life was originally meant to be sang by Frank Sinatra. Wow! Could you imagine? Prior to that track, you heard a soundtrack from the popular 2017 video game called Cuphead, simply titled Introduction, composed by Christopher Madigan. Don't you just love that big band sound? I know I do. He really did a great job on that. And lastly, you heard the theme from the new Star Trek Picard TV show, composed by Jeff Rousseau. His ability to bring you back to the Star Trek universe, focusing on his legendary character, makes it so worth coming back to each week. Now, if you had a chance to listen to our Star Wars recap last year, you'll remember we were leading up to the release of The Rise of Skywalker back in December. But if you haven't heard our four-part series, please go check it out. It's well worth the listen. The music of John Williams will move you. And now we're going to start off another amazing set of soundtracks. Here is John Williams and The Rise of Skywalker, right here on The Soundtrack Show.
Thank you. り
Toy Flavor Radio Soundtrack Show is sponsored by Apple and a Peach. Upgrade your everything with unique handmade soap and original artistic home conversational pieces. Visit appleandapeach.com, a little bit of New York in the heart of Georgia.
Oh,
That was from the video game Monument Valley 2, a track called Impossible Worlds, composed by Todd Baker. No one really gives video game soundtracks their due as they should. The genius composers for the gaming world are just as significant as those in motion pictures and TV. And we are going to try to play them all here on the Soundtrack Show. Prior to that was the opening theme song from the TV series Shameless, called The Luck You Got, by indie rock band The High Strung. Shameless is based almost directly from the British TV show. Sadly, this is the last year for the series, as it ends sometime mid-year with its 11th season. Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoa, a 2004 anime series with the opening track called Innocent Starter, sung by Nana Mizuki, that had 13 episodes, but about 3 movies. Speaking of movies, we have something brand new for you. Each week, we will present to you the classic movie soundtrack moment, a little history on the music behind the golden age of cinema. Have a listen.
And now, the 60-second classics, a brief look at legendary cinema soundtrack composers just in 1 minute, give or take. Hollywood has a dynasty of film composers that practically started original compositions for the golden age of film, reintroducing the Newman family. Starting with Alfred Newman, you can hear his work in 1939's Wuthering Heights and over 200 films. Emil Newman, with music direction for 1943's Stormy Weather and over 200 movies and TV shows. Lionel Newman, for 1969's Hello Dolly and musical supervisor for Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, by the way. Randy Newman, for like almost all of the Pixar movies, You Got a Friend in Me. Remember that? The Newman family of composers has been creating music combined for 90 years. And don't get me started with classical violinist and composer Maria Newman and David Newman, composer of the 1997 animated film Anastasia. Oh wait, they have a cousin, Thomas Newman, for the recent 1917 soundtrack. With 92 Academy Award nominations within the family and multiple wins, the Newman family are Hollywood's royalty of the bluest blood we have in this country. There you go. That's your Toy Flavor Radio 60-second-ish soundtrack history lesson.
lowest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoe. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Good man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm an undercover liar, I lie under the covers. Look up in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love it. You're my inspiration, you're my motivation. You're the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
They say this is a big, rich town. Yeah, I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
Oh, yeah.
I just happen to come up hard. Illegal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I gotta hustle through the hustle and bustle. I make a move, maneuver around the rats and wolves. I'm from the school. A hard knock, shots pop, bodies drop. Graveyard, pick a plot, cause bunch of spots. I'm tryna stash, then I go legit. Hollow tip, stuff them in the clip case and trip. My cocaine endeavors, give me corporate ties. I'm supposed to lose, watch me win against the odds. All I got is my word and my instinct. I'm trying to make it, we already made it, my friends think. We already on top, I got a bigger plan. No more controlled substances or hand to hand. White collar visions, game changing mission. Big risk, big wins, equal bigger living. Perfect position, watch me transition. From caterpillar to butterfly
they say
in the
this
sky.
This is a big rich town. Yeah, I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. Yeah, I just happen to come up hard. Illegal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
Song to the Stars' hit show Power called Big Rich Town, performed by 50 Cent and longtime R&B favorite Joe. Prior to that, from the 1992 to 1995 anime series Yu Yu Hakusho, The Smile Bomb. And please don't ask me to pronounce the full original Japanese title. The series lasted for 112 episodes. From 2013, you heard Man of Steel and a soundtrack called What Are You Going to Do When You Are Not Saving the World, composed by Hans Zimmer, a prolific composer on so many movies, it's hard to count. Rain Man, Driving Miss Daisy, Thelma and Louise, The Lion King, which he won an Academy Award for, Inception, Crimson Tide, The Dark Knight, and the list goes on and on. We've had so much fun tonight, but unfortunately, that is all, folks. We've reached the end of Season 2, Episode 1, but please come back and listen to the show this coming Sunday for Episode 2, and we'll flow into our regular weekly Sunday night shows from then on. Thank you so much for spending the time with me, listening and learning all about the great soundtracks out there. And now we're going to waltz out the same way we came in, from 1976 Schoolhouse Rock's tongue-twisting Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla. Again, music by Bob Dureau, lyrics by Katie Mandry, and sung by Jack Sheldon. This one's for you, Jack. Thanks for educating us with awesome entertainment. Once again, thank you for joining us, and good night, everybody.
Now I have a friend named Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, and I could say that Rufus found a kangaroo that followed Rufus home, and now that kangaroo belongs to Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla. Whew, I could say that, but I don't have to, because I got pronouns I can say. He found a kangaroo that followed him home, and now it is his, you see. see, huh? See, him and his are pronouns replacing the noun. Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, a very proper noun. And it is a pronoun replacing the noun. Kangaroo, how common. Rufus has a sister named Raffaella Gabriella Sarsaparilla. If she found a kangaroo, I'd say to you, she found a kangaroo that followed her home, and now it is hers. But I can't say that, cause she found an aardvark that fell in love with her, and they're so happy. And my name's Albert Andreas Armadillo, no relation to the Sarsaparillas. Because of pronouns I can say, I wish she would find a rhinoceros for me, and we'd be happy. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. I could tell you Raffaella Gabriella and Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla and Albert Andreas Armadillo found an aardvark, a kangaroo, and a rhinoceros. And now that aardvark and that kangaroo and that rhinoceros belong respectively to Raffaella Gabriella Sarsaparilla and Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla and Albert Andreas Armadillo. Because of pronouns I can say in this way, we found them and they found us, and now they are ours and we're so happy. Thank you, pronouns. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Sometimes when we take them all on the bus, people really raise a fuss. They start shouting out a lot of pronouns at us, like, who brought that rhinoceros on this bus, and what made that horrible noise, and which one of them getting off first? Who, what, and which has special pronouns that can ask a question in a sense where you do not know the name of the noun. But I know I have mine and she has hers, and he has his, do you have yours? They love us and we love them. What's ours is theirs, that's how it is with friends. And pronouns, you are really friends, yeah. Cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down.